welcome to episode number 17 of the Built Bricks podcast. My name is Zach, currently host of this podcast and also the host of Brickmania. And I'm back. It has been a long time since I've been on the podcast, guys, and I've been meaning to get back to it. But just so many things have been happening. The summer, vacations, I mean, you know summer, you just sort of have to take that time off to do vacations. And that's why I haven't been posting videos recently, because I've been busy with Brick Rodeo. But I will say that I'm going to be back to the podcast, so you'll start seeing those weekly episodes, if you know what I mean. And I'm just very excited to get back. I'm actually doing this on my brand new MacBook Pro. Ooh, just checking in. Gosh. Sorry for the video watchers. My hair is going crazy. I think everybody has bad hair days, right? Mine is sort of more of like every day is a bad hair day. Either my hair just can't go down or I can't sweep to the side. It's literally... I mean, if you've seen my YouTube videos, you know what I mean. But anyways, back to the episode. First we're gonna start off with talking about, my whole entire break, why I've been doing this break, and sort of what I've gone doing, as well as Brick Rodeo, and telling you the stories from there. I bet you guys are just very excited to hear that, right? After that, I'm going to tell you and sort of show you my Brick Rodeo haul. I like using the laptop because I can sort of just like transport it everywhere. So I can just show you my room. Isn't that fun? I'm currently using this bright studio lamp as my light because, like, look how weird this looks. I'm sorry for those podcast listeners. Look how weird this looks if I turn this off. I'm like dark, and that's spooky, and I don't want you guys to feel like that. So, I bet light is better on this, so hopefully, I just don't know what's going down in this episode, but I'm gonna start right in. So, trips, am I right? First trip that you guys have heard of, I think in the episode, one of the recent episodes with Brick Ninja, my brother, aunt, we told you about the Austin trip, so I don't really have to go over that, but just to give you a quick recap, we went to Austin, I was sort of doing this film camp thingy, and aunt bought the Ninjago City Gardens, as well as the sailboat, like, little ride, I think it's a boat, it rocks, that, we got that as a promo, as well as the $10 brickheads, which was three, like, Ninjago 10th anniversary special brickheads, and, yeah, that's basically what we did. Now let's head over to July, and guess what? We went to Ohio, guys. I hope that you will never in your life have to spend 12 hours in a car. That's what I did, because I live in Texas, okay? And driving to Ohio is very hard. It's like, I mean, you're literally going from the bottom of the United States to the top. And that's, it, like, the whole entire trip, if you, like, combine everything and, like, went in one day, that would take 22 hours. So, we basically divided the trip. So, I did 12 hours each day. But don't worry, I wasn't 12 hours just, like, nonstop in the car. Of course, we had, like, we took breaks. We did lunch breaks. And I think it's important, like, when you're going on a road trip, to incorporate those type of stops where you have to, like, let yourself loose. I mean, you've been sitting for, like, a good 4 hours, so, you just sort of have to let it out, but no worries, I'm just so used to sitting in the car, because this summer was full of, you know, seeing my grandparents, going to other states, like, literally, after that road trip, I cannot sit in the car anymore. I was so sick of it, Like, literally, I did not want to go into the car on grocery trips. And I love grocery trips. You know why? You know why? Because I get to see the new Lego sets out. And I get to see them in person at Target and stuff. But no. I get like, gosh. It's crazy. You guys don't want to be in the situation I was in. But I sort of came in prepared. Of course, I went to my local library. I made sure I like checked out a audiobook to listen to or like something like that. The audiobook situation, that's a story that I'm just about to tell you, but I sort of need to go in. So basically how we divided the trip up is that we drove all the way to Nashville. We stopped in Nashville, that's where we slept. We slept in a hotel there. But at night it was sort of fun because we got to go eat at the Hard Rock Cafe, and that was just very nice. Just seeing all the country music stars. And I honestly was missing Brickmania so much from this trip that I was thinking about doing like an on location podcast episode, and I've only done that once, and I think that was either on episode number 3 or episode number 4 of Built Bricks. You can go back to the video recording, but I actually did that episode from my hotel room. OMG. That you do not want to be in that situation. That was okay. So literally I'm sitting, my parents are like, my brothers are still sleeping in like another room while I'm doing the podcast, and my mom and dad, I bet if you like just listen closely you could definitely hear them, but they were like unpacking, getting ready for the day because we were going to see some elephants, and we're going to this whole entire like elephant zoo where you got to like touch elephants. You get the point. But that was a real joy there, guys. But this was a little bit different. I decided, dude, you have been making videos pretty much every week for the past 6 months. You need a break. I was like, okay. Enter myself. Enter me. I think you're right. I think you're right. And let me head to the audiobook situation because I've sort of just talked about that, like the Built Brick situation. That's why I took so long of a break, though, is because of road trips, and I couldn't film. I didn't have any time to film. I think if it were for this MacBook, this MacBook came after our Brick Rodeo trip. I was like, this would have been so useful if we had it on our other trips because I could just like do Brickmania, edit. But the MacBook, I love it. I just it's been a life changer for me. I mean, I can literally edit in the car. I can edit Brickmania. I can film in the car and sort of like post edit at the same exact time. I can be typing up stuff. I can be, uploading to YouTube. I'm like, if I'm like, oh no, I just finished recording a video and we're about to go to like the grocery store, I can just take this with me and I can just go, yoop. Oh, hey. Still have my editing software's on here. Doop, doop, doop. But what came with this MacBook, which was fun, was Final Cut Pro, which is a program I've been really wanting to do. And it finally came on this MacBook, and I was so excited. The only problem is the MacBook is such a small screen. I mean, it's smaller than my usual laptop, which is like an HP laptop. And that was like, I was like, this is so small. I mean, literally, it's like, if you. But at least the camera on here is great. I mean, this is a webcam, so sort of like a, you know what I mean, type webcam, and that's just very useful in my life. So going back to the story here, audiobook situation, terrible. Okay, so I got an audiobook because I knew it was going to be a very long drive. And and then my mom asked her, after I checked it out, we were like in the car, and my mom asked me, "Hey honey, how are you going to listen to that?" I thought for a second. I was like, "Oh no. How could I listen to it?" And then I thought, I'll just bring the boombox. We can get some batteries. We went to Target that day, and I made sure to get some batteries, and I knew we probably had some extra batteries at home. Went back home, no extra batteries. I was like, where could I go? And I was like, when was the last time I used these type of batteries? I was like, Christmas train. We have this, like, you know how you have those, like, usual roller trains that go choo-choo around, like, the Christmas tree? Yeah, we use those batteries for those. So I was like, oh no, I was two batteries short. Urgh! And then I just had to do what I had to do. So there are two ways to basically listen to the boombox, which is basically like the size. It's not that less size of the MacBook, actually. It's like probably the size of my head. And it's big. So, and there's two ways of listening to it. You can listen to it with batteries, or you can plug in a cord. So I got the cord, and I was like, oh no, how can I plug this in the car? Here's what I did. It's gonna be very complicated, so please just stick with me. So I was sitting in the very back seat. We have a very long car, so there's like three rows. I was in the third row, counts as the back of the car. It's just like one of those yep seats. So I went in there, sit in the back, and I was like, okay, well, we had a converter which plugs the 12V in, which has two outlets as well as stuff for like the usual phone charger, and put that in. And once you put that in, I got an extension cord, plugged that in, and went to the far back of the seat, plugged in the CD player. Guess what? It only worked for half of the trip. The boombox was really outdated. I've been having that boombox ever since I was four. So that thing is like really, really old. So, I think you know where this ends. Halfway during the trip, nothing. I think water or something must have gotten in it, but it just stopped working. I was just so frustrated. 'Cause I could be listening to my audiobook. What audiobook is that, you ask? Well, I just recently went to the library. This is 1 month later, actually. We just switched libraries. And I finally got the book in person so I can read it, which is much more easier than audiobook, 'cause the audiobook, the audiobook reads going at a pace. Yeah, the book is The Mysterious Benedict Society and the Perilous Journey by Tintin Lee Stewart. This book is really good so far. I own the first book, and I'm a huge fan of like those big books like Harry Potter and stuff. So this was a lovely book for me. So here we go. To end our story with the trips and everything, because I've been talking that for like 13 minutes. Basically, what happened is that we went to Ohio. We basically met up with some old friends because we used to live there, and we went to the music festival. We went to the music festival, and that's actually the Alive Music Festival. And we sort of listened to our favorite artists. They're there like. Was there for 2 days, and we had fun. Boom chickalaka chicka boom. And now let's head to Brick Rodeo, because you're probably wondering what went down, because I made a YouTube video and that didn't necessarily explain everything. So Built Bricks exclusives, here we go. And actually, before, oh gosh, I can't believe I haven't even said this yet. Because I took a break from Built Bricks, you guys have been wanting to listen to the podcast. I owe you guys an apology, technically. And I got the perfect nice thing. I just launched some new merch on my merch store, which is currently the Brickmania merch store. You can do that, and I'll set up a tiny URL, but that'll be in the link in the description. And there is new merch. We of course have the Built Bricks mug, which has been there like ever since Built Bricks was like born. But we have Built Bricks tote bags. We have Built Bricks like I think there's even a drinking cup. I don't know. I forgot what I did, but I made some Built Bricks merch. And since I'm gonna leave this, so it doesn't matter how far away of the podcast you're listening to, this promo code can be used. Like, it's gonna be a forever promo code. So it's just gonna be loaded on there. There's no ending to it. It's just a promo code. Go to BuiltBricks20. Type that in. All uppercase, no spaces, BuiltBricks20, and that will give you 20% off your purchase with your shipping and everything. But that gives you 20% off, and that's my little gift to you. So enjoy your BuiltBricks merchandise. And back on to the episode. So when we go to BuiltBrick Rodeo, I've already explained that part in like the whole entire video. So check out the Brick Mania YouTube channel if you want to see how I got to Brick Rodeo and like sort of what I did there and what I bought. I'm gonna be also like recapping what I bought in this episode, so please do not worry. I think I'm gonna have to split this up into two different episodes. So I think the part where I'm talking about my August 1st experience and everything, that's gonna be in a later episode. So next week. So we only have like 3 minutes left, so I'm gonna explain the rest of Brick Rodeo real quick. So basically, I met all the Lego Masters, which was really fun, and I even got all their signatures. So I met most of them. I even interviewed one, and I've been meaning to do a YouTube video on it, but I think it's just way too long, and I'm not sure you guys would want to see a whole entire tour video of every build that was on Brick Rodeo. Now, if you want a video like that, please just sort of email me. But I talked with some of the creators of the builds and sort of everything. Met some awesome good people there. But that's also where I got some cool sets like this house right here and the water strider and all these sets, the Shrimp Shack Attack. Tons of new sets added to the backlog and also my whole entire collection of sets that came from Brick Rodeo. So everything was just super fun. I even got the Water Strider, which is a video coming out this week, so check out my Brick Mania YouTube channel for more info on that. But that's sort of the end of my first part to this. I'm wondering what I should call this. I think I should call it Back from the Rodeo. I don't know. I'll see you in episode 18. I love you guys. Bye. Thank you.